In this bulletin, Britain expresses support to Australia, urging Facebook to resolve a dispute. Health officials address COVID-19 vaccine resistance. And in tennis, world number one Novak Djokovic brings an end to the run of Aslan Karatsev in the Australian Open semi-finals. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrich. Britain has expressed support to Australia and is urging Facebook to work appropriately in resolving the media dispute. Facebook's decision to restrict Australian news on its platform inadvertently affected many other organisations, including key Indigenous, emergency, health and charity organisations. There are now concerns about how these groups will access coronavirus information, emergency warnings and other important news to their communities. Naomi Moran, the general manager of the Courier Mail, feels important Indigenous voices will be restricted.
Facebook is such an engaging and interactive tool for our people to have communications, key messaging, information communicated to them in a way that's culturally engaging, culturally appropriate, and also culturally safe. So our sector has been heavily impacted with our Black media organisations and their ability now to communicate effectively and easily with our communities.
CEO of the Public Interest Journalism Initiative, Anna Draffen, says a damage assessment of Australia's media landscape will be fully released with time.
As soon as you have one player who is restricting or blocking access to information, that obviously significantly impacts the whole ecosystem of news flow out to Australian citizens.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's sorry. Former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins feels he has been victim-blaming in response to her allegations of being raped at Parliament House. Ms Higgins says she was sexually assaulted by a male colleague inside Minister Linda Reynolds's office in 2019. Senator Reynolds has known about the alleged rape for more than 2 years, but did not inform the Prime Minister out of respect for Ms. Higgins' privacy and welfare. Mr. Morrison insists he's doing what he can to make the building a safer place to work now that he's aware of the alleged assault.
I've been listening to what she's been saying. And, Mr. Speaker, I'm seeking to put in place arrangements, whether it's the support of staff who are here in this building here and now, and will be feeling, I think, increasingly fragile or vulnerable because of the nature of these events that have arisen this week. And the best way I can, I think, address those comments is to ensure that I'm doing everything within my power, Mr. Speaker, to try and make this a safer place.
And listeners seeking sexual assault information or support can contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. Former Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd will share his concerns about a lack of media diversity at an inquiry hearing. Mr. Rudd says a strong, vibrant, free and accountable media is essential for democracy. He's calling for an inquiry, potentially a royal commission, saying it has the potential to act as a circuit breaker and set Australia on a path toward a genuinely strong and diverse media. As Australia prepares to roll out its COVID-19 vaccination program next week, new analysis shows hesitancy has increased. The Australian National University released a survey of more than 3,500 people and found a decline in the number who are likely to get vaccinated. In January this year, about 20% of those surveyed said they probably or definitely would not get a coronavirus vaccine once it was declared safe, effective and available. In August last year, about 12% of respondents felt the same way. Health Department Secretary Professor Brendan Murphy says authorities are trying to address concerns and perceptions.
We are about to start the single biggest and most complex vaccination task in the history of this nation. We know there'll be bumps in the road as we commence this task and unanticipated problems, which we will solve together with our partners. But we have no community transmission in Australia. We don't have a burning platform, so we can go as fast as we safely can do and embark on this really, really exciting journey.
And in tennis, world number one Novak Djokovic is a favourite to win his 9th Australian Open title after bringing to an end the extraordinary run of Aslan Karatsev in the semi-finals. Djokovic downed the Russian qualifier 6-3, 6-4, 6-2 in 1 hour and 55 minutes to set up a title decider for the winner of Friday's match between Daniil Medvedev and Stefanos Tsitsipas. Well, the number 114, Karatsev is projected to rise to number 42 after becoming the first Grand Slam debutant to make the semi-finals in the Open era. Meanwhile, Jennifer Brady is through to the Australian Open women's singles final after defeating Karolina Muchová. It took the American almost 2 hours to defeat the Czech 6-4, 3-6, 6-4 and secure a place in her first ever Grand Slam singles final. Brady says she's overwhelmed by the result.
I can't feel my legs. My legs are shaking. My heart is racing. I don't have words.
The 25-year-old will face Naomi Osaka in Saturday's final after the third seed knocked Serena Williams out of the competition in straight sets. And for a look at today's weather. In Perth today, sunny and 28 degrees, 36 degrees in Adelaide, cloudy. A sunny day in Melbourne, 33 degrees, 22 in Hobart. Partly cloudy today in Canberra, 27 degrees. A shower or two in Sydney, 26. A shower or two in Brisbane, 29 degrees. And a possible storm in Darwin, 30 degrees. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic.